Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The heat is on. Philadelphians have to deal with two more days of this sweltering heat wave, including temperatures hovering around triple digits. KYW's Vic Ragapathy spoke to people trying to cool off at Dilworth Park.
How do I keep cold? By drinking cold water.
That's a no-brainer for Keith Cole, but he has to stay extra careful as an elderly man with health issues.
I'm almost 70 years old, so with me, definitely I got to stay away from this heat like that, because... No, because it ain't good for me.
That's why he was sitting in the shade with his friend Tyrone Sampson, who has to navigate the heat while being unhoused for the time being.
If you know this city, you know where to go. But you can't really depend on this city. And there is help, but you got to go through so much to get help.
The city has implemented a heat health emergency through Wednesday at 8, which includes more than 40 cooling centers around Philly that can be found at phila.gov. You can also call the city's heat line for health and safety tips. Meanwhile, Whitney Keller is visiting from North Carolina with her 2 and 5-year-old children who are playing at the Dilworth Park Sprayground. As for her strategies for keeping them cool...
We go out earlier. We'll go on a walk first thing in the morning. And then when it's really hot during the day, you know, try to have some more indoor time. And then when we are outside, like playing with water.
In Center City, Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Police in Middletown Township, Bucks County, have released surveillance video of the suspect in a shooting outside the Oxford Valley Mall last Thursday. Investigators say the video shows the suspect fleeing from the area of the SEPTA bus stop by the JCPenney store towards the Atlee Apartments. According to police, the suspect shot a 25-year-old man in the arm at the bus stop last Thursday around 5 p.m. They believe it was a targeted incident. Officials say the victim has been released from the hospital and is recovering at his home in Trenton. The suspect is described as a tall, thin man under 30 years old with dreadlocks. Anyone who recognizes the suspect is urged to reach out to Middletown Township Police. You can find the video on our website, kywnewsradio.com. The trial has started in the case against a Bucks County man accused of killing Temple University Police Sergeant Christopher Fitzgerald more than 2 years ago. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, the defendant doesn't argue he killed the officer.
The defense's Miles Pfeffer killed Sergeant Christopher Fitzgerald out of fear. In their opening statements, prosecutors told jurors Fitzgerald was trying to stop three males who looked suspicious. Two ran, and the third, Pfeffer, got into a tussle with 31-year-old Fitzgerald, who told him, "Don't fight me, bro." And that's when Pfeffer got the upper hand, stood over Fitzgerald, and shot 6 times into him in his cheek, neck, shoulder, and armpit, killing the young father and husband. They say the video clearly shows Pfeffer shooting Fitzgerald, and they say two people Pfeffer was with, his brother and friend, identify Pfeffer in the videos. And they say Pfeffer's DNA is on a puffy black jacket, and the ballistic evidence matches a gun found inside Pfeffer's dad's house with shell casings found at the scene. But the defense says when Fitzgerald got a hold of Pfeffer, it was a scary moment for Miles, and he reacted out of fear, adding that it was not first-degree murder. The jury was picked in about 2.5 hours and included a nurse, cosmetologist, teacher, and psychiatrist. A crime scene officer was first to testify, going through photos of the scene, shell casings, blood inside of a car, and the bloody uniform of Sergeant Fitzgerald. Outside the Criminal Justice Center, Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Work has begun on a number of school improvement projects in Haddonfield after a bond referendum overwhelmingly passed late last year. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more.
Nearly 80% of voters approved this $47 million plan in December. Mayor Dave Seidel says it's the first significant commitment to improve schools there in about 30 years.
So they're adding space for full-day kindergarten. They're adding space for some more STEM work. They're revamping the auditoriums for the first time in nearly 50 years in the middle school and the high school. And they're building new athletic facilities.
Mayor Seidel says Haddonfield is one of the last districts in the state without full-day kindergarten, and this will be a big help for families with young kids.
The school system in Haddonfield is one of the secret sauces of our town.
And he says the auditoriums will be available for large community gatherings once they're finished. All of the projects are expected to be completed within about 2 years. In Haddonfield, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.